You're listening to Stateside. I'm Lester Graham. The year is 3071. The place, Detroit. The soundtrack, techno. That's the backdrop to the new Afrofuturistic choreo poem, Salt City. It's being performed this weekend at the Charles H. Wright Museum of African American History. And with us now is the show's writer, poet, activist, and five-time Live at the Apollo winner, Jessica Kerr Moore. Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
Okay. Help me out here. What is an Afrofuturistic choreo poem?
I know. It's a techno choreo poem, which is even more interesting. So choreo poem was coined by Ndezaki Shange. He's one of my mentors. And Aku Kodogo, who's directing, and Marlise Yerby are women who've been in theater for many years and came out of the world of choreo poem, which is poetry with dance. So it's a dance theater piece with written in poetic narrative. And I've added techno because I wanted the soundtrack to be a Detroit soundtrack. And I wanted to celebrate that music genre that is so under the surface, but all over the world.
Yeah,
right?
I when I saw Detroit techno, I thought, oh, she must be from Detroit because...
Of course. So it's the music of, we open with Jeff Mills, and Mike Banks' music is there, and Carl Craig's music is there. And so we have the legends there, and then we have new voices like Nick Speed and Drummer B and Omari Jazz, and Stacey Howex Hale is there. And so this is the music I grew up on. I grew up listening to Mojo and The Wizard on the radio in Detroit, and it's futuristic. So Afrofuturism, sure, futurism. It's based in 3071. I wanted to tell a story about a brown girl in the future. I wanted to make us talk about things, heavy things like gentrification, which is something we're talking about in cities all over the world, right? But talk about it not in the right now. I wanted to figure out, how do we talk about this and see ourselves in the radiant future? And that's what Salt City is. And people ask, like, why salt? And it's salt because we, at one point, Detroit had one of the biggest operating salt mines in the country. So, it's a mystical, magical fairy tale. And last night was just really, our opening night was just a dream come true, truly. And children were in the audience getting it. And it really, people were asking, can you bring kids? And I'm like, yeah, it's for everybody. But the little girls next to me, they said, is salt going to run past us again? And that's when I knew we made it. I was like, this is what it's about. You know, like, let's create. I wanted to create a new mythology.
Speaking of that, let me just back you up just a little bit. Give us a one or two sentence description of the storyline of Salt City.
Well, Salt City is the story of a young girl who's born inside of a salt mine with a 909 heartbeat. So her heartbeat is the RPM of techno, and she can't contain herself inside the mine. She feels like she can't breathe anymore in the space that she was born. Her father, it's a beautiful father-daughter story, is the head of the salt mine, and she must leave her father and go to find this other sound. She finds a vinyl record, and she travels to 3071. So there's a love story. There's a man that she meets in this electric forest, and she has to figure out how she moves her people forward into the future. She goes to 3071 and can't find her tribe. She can't find her people. She can't find any proof that they ever existed. And so that's what the story is about, is finding that resolve.
Yeah. I read it was about identity, belonging, social justice, with an eye toward Detroit, it sounds like, because of the gentrification factor. So what's the message you want your audience to get then?
Is that the story is for everyone. And it's definitely not just a Detroit story. It's definitely a global story because these things are happening in Australia and to indigenous people all over the planet. And so it's a story, I think, that can touch anybody that's from a place that has roots, that has history, that sometimes you don't recognize it anymore. I remember when I went back to Brooklyn after living in New York for some years, and I stood on the corner of Horton Skimmerhorn and didn't recognize my block anymore. And I was like, well, there used to be a store, and there used to be this, and there's all these used to be. They're trying to reimagine what used to be there. And so while we're developing all over the globe, it's happening in these places where people existed for a long time, just honoring that. So the piece honors what was before, right? And also says, okay, and this is how we make sure that we're a part of the conversation in the future. And it's just aesthetically amazing. Like the little people that were in the audience were captured by the media. It's a big multimedia sound and visual piece. And the dancing is incredible. So,
what goes into putting a performance like this together?
Oh my God, a work. We workshop, me and Atul Kadogo workshopped the piece for 4 years at Spelman College. We did a 20-minute iteration, a 40-minute iteration with students at Spelman and Morehouse. So we workshopped it there. Then we brought on Marlies Yerby. We won a grant. First of all, it takes money. So we won the Night Arts grant. Thank you, Night Arts. We won a $50,000 grant. I won the Joyce Award, which matched the grant for $64,000. And so it takes money, and we're over a budget. So we need money to do it. Vision, and it takes a beautiful team. And we have a projectionist on, that's an amazing projectionist, graphic designer, light and design. It's a lot of hands. It's a big team. And we have an incredible cast of dancers that were trained dancers and people who have never been on stage before. And to 12, and this cast is incredible. They really, I'm in awe of them. And they blew me away. So my words, you know, I mean, they give me all this credit for writing the story, and I appreciate that. But the words have become magic and have transcended words because it's in their bodies. They've embodied this work in such a way. I think it's a theater experience that people haven't experienced. And I think it's good for people who don't necessarily go to traditional theater. We brought the dance floor into the theater. The intermission, people were dancing. I mean, I've never seen anything like it. I had to turn my phone on. I was like, they're dancing at the intermission because we're playing a Stacey Hot Wax mix. We're playing Mike Banks music. So we're, you know, and so it's the, when they, I mean, they're clapping in the middle of the show. It's so good. It's like having a party, but actually talking about something very serious and political. And that's what I want to do. We're hitting them from all areas, but it takes a team.
I want to talk about some of your other projects. Let's talk a little bit about Black Women Rock. You founded this concert event.
Black Women Rock, yes.
How was this not a thing long ago?
Yes, 15 years ago. I was a young producer at the National Black Arts Festival, and I'd been in New York for a long time. I was on the Black Rock scene in New York City. As a poet, I was always just trying to find my space, my voice inside other sounds and get to bigger audiences. So I knew the women who were making this amazing funk rock music, and they weren't getting radio play. And I was producing for the festival, and I was like, I want to do this tribute to Betty Davis, who was married to Miles Davis, who's alive in Pittsburgh. And we're headed her way next week, which is crazy. And I brought in Imani Azurian to Makali and Divinity Rocks, and I showed the film Afropunk, and I created a festival in the honor of Betty Davis. And now, 15 years later, we've coined ourselves as Daughters of Betty, and it's a rock concert weekend where it's about 12 to 15 piece Black Women Rock Orchestra. I bring in 7 to 10 headliners. The one that's coming up is at the Pittsburgh Jazz Festival. We're headlining June 22nd. Nona Hendrix is coming. Kimberly Nicole from The Voice. Nick West, who's, you know, was playing with Prince before he passed away, an amazing bass player. Melissa Vox, who's a Black woman heavy metal artist. Stephanie Christian from Detroit. Idea from Detroit. State, one of the biggest, probably the biggest Black woman rock artist in the country of Canada. So I know that these women's voices are necessary, are hardcore, and we want to tell the story, the real story of how rock and roll was created. And it's truly the blues sped up, and without Black women musicians, rock and roll wouldn't be rock and roll. I mean, people think about rock and roll, you're always thinking about some white guy with long hair banging on a drum. And that, you ask any real rock and roll, you ask the Stones, who influenced them? So I'm the Detroit rock baby. I grew up listening to Led Zeppelin and Janis Joplin and Jimi Hendrix. I went to all white Catholic schools. I listened to AC/DC and Metallica too. So there's a lot of Black women out here who like know and love rock and roll music and know the roots of this thing. And this is a movement. It's become incredible. So we're taking it home to the Pittsburgh Jazz Festival, June 22nd. We're headlining at the August Wilson Center. Betty Davis lives there. She knows we're coming. She supports this movement. And it's incredible. And I don't know how I'm in the middle of it. I'm just blessed to be around these rockers.
I was going to say, we're glad to be able to get you in Detroit for a little while. Jessica Kerr Moore will be performing the Afrofuturistic choreo poem Salt City tonight, Saturday and Sunday at the Charles H. Wright Museum of African American History in Detroit. I'm glad you had a great performance last night.
It was amazing. You know, tonight, we're there tonight at 8 o'clock. On Friday and Sunday, we have talkbacks. And I really encourage people to bring young people out so they can hear the actors and directors talk about how this story came to life. And so yeah, I'm honored to do it here in Detroit. And we're going to take it to other platforms. And, of course, we'll travel with it, God willing. But this is the moment right here. And I wanted to launch Salt City in Salt City. And so, yeah, thank you so much.
Jessica Kerr Moore, thanks very much. Have a good one.
Thank you. Okay.